Okay, yeah, so this video I wanted to make about the reality of this could be applied to many people, but this, I mean, of course given the context of what I talk about, this is going to be applied to dealing with women, but this could be applied to women, children, and you know, people who general people on average. For the sake of topic, we're just going to talk about women with this. Now, okay, see, females, like, they're naturally, biologically followers, right? Like, it's not even like I'm not even trying to degrade them or anything, but they're naturally followers, like, because their inevitable, their biological imperative is to find a man to breed with so he can take care of her. That is the original biological imperative. Now, Instagram and social media, it all kind of like you know, knocks them off that imperative for a little while, type of thing. But they will all eventually kind of they will eventually come back to that, whether they like it or know it or not. It's just their biological imperative. That the whole reason why they dress up and look a little bit prettier is to raise their chances of getting a better man who's gonna take care of her while he breeds with her. You see, so that's the whole reason why they do it. But you see, the weird part comes in. You see, like, because the issue, like I said before, the issue with guys and girls is at some point both the sides try to assume what the other one wants based off of what they are. So like guys try, so for as an example, especially beta men, they try to mimic with women, and they think by mimicking women it will make the women like them. And the same thing with a lot of women and their actions. This is why like women are valuing becoming rich and all this stuff. See, because what they're doing is the women are mimicking men, hoping that, well, if I mimic you, I can be you, therefore you'll like me, type of thing. So like, because it comes out with guys, like I said in previous video, guys, they'll take selfies and with the duck face, because that's a natural human thing. They're trying to mimic what they see girls do, because in their mind the logic is, oh well, if I do what you do, then you should like me because I'm like you now. And many of those things just don't work. Many of those things just don't work. You see, like I said before, it's a woman's job to make you like her. Okay. It's not a man's job to make a woman like you. Okay. You tell a woman, it's a man's job to approach the woman and tell her that you do like her. You see, but it's not your job to go up and make her like you. I mean, it could work. I'm not saying it doesn't work. It can work given a woman, given a situation, you know, blah, blah, blah. But in an overall system, no, like it's not the man's, it's the woman's job to make her like you. You pretty much acknowledge that she did the right thing by approaching her. That's the reality of what happens in the interactions of a man and woman. Another part that becomes like, it is like, it's a mimicking thing where guys like try to be the nice guy, right? They try to be the nice guy. They go to a woman and they try to be the nice guy because they're mimicking what women do. Women try to be nice. So guys figure, oh, well then I should be nice to a woman. And we all know how that works out. Nice guys always finish last, assholes finish on their face. It's just the reality of it. Because like I said, and the nice guys finish last, assholes finish on their face, goes back into what I said before. It's a woman's job to make you like her, and then you acknowledge her like. So like the woman is the nice guy, and then you are validating the woman by finishing on her face, being the asshole. That's how it works out in those cases. Perfect example, be honest with yourself, right? Be honest with yourself and look back and just think back to high school or even think back to like early 20s. I don't know how old you may be. But look at all the bullies, right? Look at all of the bullies wherever you go, the male bullies specifically, and look back at their relationships with women. I guarantee you they always had a girlfriend. These bullies, they always had girlfriends. They always had multiple kids. They always had four or five kids, probably by three and four different women. Why? Like, seriously, and look at it. And then on the flip side, look at the nice guys throughout all those years. Could barely get a girlfriend. If he did get a girlfriend, she put him through hell. He never knew what was going on. She probably got caught walking with 3 or 4 other guys at the park. You see what I'm saying? Like, she just didn't care. She doesn't care. And that's just the reality of it. Nice, like I said, nice guys. It's just real. That's the honest truth of it. Okay, the only time nice guys don't finish complete, well, nice guys always finish last, but the only time they don't finish last, like in characteristic actions of that woman, is when the woman is like messed up. Like, she's older, she's fat, she has 2 kids, and she doesn't have many other options left. See, that's when a nice guy comes in and plays, you know, beta bucks and saves her type of thing. And that's only, that's the, and in reality, he still loses because now he gets a woman who's been used up by 13,000 miles of cock over the last, you know, 5 or 10 years. So he still ends up, I mean, he's really losing, but in the sense of, you know, personal interaction, I mean, you could consider that a win in that regard. But yeah. And like I said, for the title of this video, being a wrong leader is more attractive to a woman than being a nice guy who's right. Being a wrong leader is much more attractive to a woman. And because the reason for that, like I said before, women are naturally born followers. They're naturally born into it. It's their biological imperative relies on them following someone, you see. And every now and then you find one. There are anomalies. Like, there are some who, you know, from birth, they was just, you know, on that, they were just natural born feminists. It happens. And like most of them, like most feminists, they can never keep a man. They end up dying alone with cats and Gucci shoes. But for the non-defective women who do get married and have kids and can stay with a man, they're naturally, like, they may not want to admit it, but they're following. They're following. Okay, because they're not going to stay spouses with a man who she's equal or above. She's not going to, like I said, there are anomalies, but on average, a woman cannot do that. She hates that. And women typically want a man who's at least a little bit better than she is in either physical protection, mental protection, or financial protection. She wants a man who's at least a little bit better than her. And I'd say most cases, two of what I said. Sometimes if a guy's just the right personality, he could pull over, he could get off with just having like finances, or he could just be, you know, a big guy or something like that, or a really smart guy. Some guys can pull off just one of those, but most of the time a guy usually has to have 2 of the 3 that's at least a little bit better than her. That way she can look up to him and follow him, you see. Now, the next step is being wrong. Being a wrong leader is much more attractive to a woman. Because if you're a wrong leader, well, see, this might take a bit for me to explain. I'm probably not going to explain it, you know, well, but I'm going to try anyway. See, when you're a wrong leader, see, women love value. And men value love. This is what it is. Okay. See, women love value. And if you're a leader, right? If you're a leader, you are projecting that no matter how bad things can get, you can always get back up and fix yourself. You see what I'm saying? If you're a leader, you have to be a leader for this. And you could be wrong. Like, it's not about being right or wrong. See, with women, it's not about being right or wrong, because women are wrong 90% of the time on basic things. Because like I said in the previous video, women just don't have a concept. It is impossible for them to live in the true reality of the world. Because as long as they have a vagina, some man is trying to give them something for free. So they have no true, fully solo awareness of reality in the world. They can't. It's literally impossible, unless they're like stuck in the middle of the woods somewhere and nobody knows they're out there. And that's about the only way. If once they get around in society and there's any other men, then they cannot live in reality. Okay. Because as long as they have a vagina and they are a woman, I don't care how ugly she is, someone is trying to give her something for free. Therefore, she cannot see the actual reality. But back to the leader thing, back to the leader being wrong. See, when you're a leader, you are projecting some value. You may not even be worth anything now, but if you have leadership qualities and characteristics, like you could be unemployed. But if you're a well speaker, you know, you don't budge for people, you hold, you believe something and you hold on. Okay, the perfect example. Think back to guys who you know who hold on to their beliefs, they don't budge for anybody, and you know, and they're strong within themselves. Those guys, okay, for the guys who do get girls like that, they usually hold on to them for years. Yeah. And the women don't leave them. And it has nothing to do with the guy being right or wrong. Because I guarantee you, like the biggest leaders of the biggest racist cults and all that, they got women throwing themselves at them. The biggest racist leaders, the biggest, I guarantee you, any clearly like wrong thing on the planet, if the guy is a leader in it, women want him. Okay, he just probably doesn't want those women, but see, women really want that. See, like I said, it's not about being right or wrong with women. It really isn't. Being right or wrong has nothing to do with it. It's the character of that man's potential of not being weak is what attracts women. I'm not gonna say gets them aroused initially, because there's a lot more that goes into actually getting aroused and wanting them, and then wanting to have sex with you. That's a little bit different formula, but for them to at least be attracted, for you to get on her, what I say is this, for you to get on her radar, you have to have leadership in you. You see what I'm saying? Leadership, whether it's you, like you're leading other people or you're leading yourself. Like for instance, like me, like I don't really care to mix with the blend with groups of people. I prefer to stay on my own. Now when I'm on my own and I do my own thing, you see, I'm not mingling and following other people. I'm more like, if I want to dress a certain way, I dress a certain way. If I want to do something, I just do it. I don't consult anyone, you see. And if you do that, then you'll notice a big difference in how women will treat you. And then like, okay, for instance, like in my life, see, back in my beta days, I was so used to like wanting to please women, right? And never letting them go. So like, I remember when I grew out of that and just started experimenting with women, just pissing them off and then just letting them go, just see what happened. What I found out was this. You are much better. Like what's like the asshole's finish on your face. You are much better off pissing off a woman if you're saying what you genuinely think and feel versus trying to please her and tell her what she thinks she wants to hear. In the long run, you're much better off doing that. I mean, just last week, I got into it with the owner of this coffee shop down the street. And pretty much just cussed her out in her coffee shop because she was being ridiculous on the whole, like, you know, well, you're American, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I mean, you're a checker, so I don't give a fuck. I mean, you know, okay, long story short, it's a thing in the world where, like, if you're from America or the UK, people automatically think you're like people can automatically get like jealous or envious or mad about it because, like, you know, you're from there. Type of thing. And like in some parts of the world, we could be like, I don't say glorified, but like they kind of put us on a bit of a pedestal sometimes. And I think some of it has to do with the speaking. I honestly don't know because I'm not Czech, but I do get that. It is not uncommon to get that type of response. Because I think the start of argument started off on Americans are stupid because they still think Czech Republic is Czechoslovakia. And I said, well, so do the Asians, because when I turned on my PlayStation and put it and tried to find Czech Republic, first thing when I was typing, the first thing that came up was Czechoslovakia, not Czech Republic, in my PlayStation. And Sony makes that shit, so that's the Asians. You know what I'm saying? And then on the flip side, like I asked her, you know, okay, well, you don't know where Cincinnati to Dayton to Toledo is in Ohio, do you? Well, no. So like, why I'm stupid because I didn't know your country's stuff. But you don't know my state stuff, but you're not stupid. You see, so that was how the argument started. And So I didn't go there and I talked to her and I bumped into her and her whole tune was changed. She seen me, she was like, hi! Like the whole tune was changed. Like, but that's an example. Like, you are better off, I'm telling you, in the long run, that was the best example. But what I say is this, in the long run, you're better off pissing them off and saying what you actually think and feel versus sitting up and trying. Because see, women can feel it. Women know and they can feel when you're just simply trying to tell them what they want to hear. You're not trying to hurt their feelings. They can feel all that. Like he's pulling his punches. He doesn't want to say like they know all that. You may think you're doing a good job of hiding it, but they know it. And a lot of times they're slowly losing more respect for you. You see what I'm saying? And that goes back to another video I had that was like versus respect. See, if a woman, you don't want a woman to like you. You want her to respect you. You see what I'm saying? Because respect gets, hi, you know, a week later. That's what respect, like gets you. Okay, if a woman likes you, she'll wait till you come in there and then wait for you to speak to her. Then she'll politely respond. See, that's like. But when she respects you, you'll get all that. So you're much better off having her respect you. And when she'll respect you for being you. She's not gonna like you for being you. It's a very low chance of that, but she'll respect you for being you. But yeah, the leader, and like, okay, like perfect example of the leader. I use this example every time I think about this. I use this example with Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump in America. Women claim they hated Donald Trump in America, right? It was no secret. It was no secret at all. Women claim they hated Donald Trump. And do the math on who voted for Donald Trump. Just Google it. Look at who actually voted for Donald Trump. You see, because they couldn't hide their biological imperative. You see, Donald Trump, all those women who claim they hated Donald Trump want to have sex with Donald Trump. You see, and I figured this out too when I was in college. You are better off having a woman starting out hating you than to have a woman be neutral with you and just like you. Because see, once you get to a woman's emotions, see, then you got her. You got her. Okay. The only thing you cannot do, once you get into her emotions, the only thing you can't do is say I'm sorry. Or, you know, put this whole, oh, I was wrong. Because all that showing to a woman is weakness. See, it doesn't, in a man's mind, it makes sense, like how we would think to go about it. But with women, it's the complete opposite. With Donald Trump, see, the reason why Donald Trump is so gangster with women, in regards to the presidential run, his money didn't have a lot to do with it. His name didn't have a lot to do with it. Okay. Not to do with the long-term attraction to him for women. Now, initially it did. His name, his social status, name, money, blah, blah, blah. Women, he's automatically on their radar of possible sex partners just because his name, money, blah, blah, blah. But the long run, over like the next month or two, what got him over with women is the fact that he never stepped back off of what he was. You see what I'm saying? He never, when he was saying ridiculous stuff and all that, he never flipped the script and said, oh, I'm sorry, what do you want to do? You see, he never did that. He just kept going. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference between like an alpha. That's another difference between an alpha and a beta guy. Because a beta guy, he'll say something messed up and then turn back around and say, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you liked. Well, maybe what can I do to please you? See, that's beta. See, the hard part for me to realize when I was dealing with women was this. Just because a woman is mad at you now doesn't mean she's going to be mad at you forever. You see, now if you become her friend, then she'll be your friend forever. You're never going to have sex with her. But if she's mad at you, it's actually a benefit if she gets mad. Because if she's mad at you, you dig into her emotions. Never, ever apologize for anything. Never, ever do that. Once you clearly say, like, I'm sorry, you know, and it's like clear, you're like legitimately saying, like, I'm sorry. Like, once you do that, it's like mission complete for the woman. Now I can move on because he said, I'm sorry. But it was like, if you don't say I'm sorry, what happens in a woman's brain is this. If you never say I'm sorry, she stays mad, stays mad, stays mad. And it slowly starts to go away. And then she slowly starts to see reasons why she should like you versus holding on to the anger for you. You see what I'm saying? And some women, it may take a day. Some women, it may take a week. Some women, it may take a month. Some women may take a year or 5 years. You never know how long it'll take. But they'll come off it and they'll grow to love you. But like I said before, if you're trying to be nice from the start, very rarely do you get out of being nice. Very rarely. Very rarely does that ever happen. Like I said, look back in your history of guys you knew and the types of guys they were, and look at the types of girls they were getting and how the women were treating him when they got with him. You see, like the bully's girlfriends, looking back on my past and the bully's girlfriend, you very rarely heard of the bully's girlfriend like cheating on him or walking in the hallway with another dude. Or if she did, it was like strictly just to get him to get his attention, and then it was over type of thing. Like, but the nice guys, they could never keep a girl. Like, you knew it in your bones. Like the nice guys who had girlfriends, like it was always on some fragile ground. You see what I'm saying? Like, because he was being nice. You see, women, they don't like nice. They like assholes, for real. It's just the reality of it. You see, they like nice guys once they turn 40 and they got two kids, because that's the best they can do to get treated halfway decent in the world now. Because, see, before they like nice guys, but they like nice guys as like the rebound for when the assholes treated them bad. Then they hopped on a nice guy for a second and went back to the asshole. You see, they always like the nice guy, but they usually end up getting stuck with a nice guy once they hit, you know, 40, or they look 40. You know, then it's like, oh, well, I'll marry him. Like the porn star, Jenna Presley, that's what she did. Well, she looks 45 now. She's like 30. She's younger than me. But she did so many drugs, she looks like she's, you know, 45. And what she do? She hopped on the first beta guy she can get who would accept her for being a porn star and could Google her and watch her be a bukkake. And she gave that beta the best sex he ever had in his life and got him hooked. That's what happened. But yeah, man, like, yeah. So more story, you're better off being a wrong leader than a right nice guy, period.